Clint Dempsey an opportunity to not only complete his hat trick, but to bring the Sounders back into a 4-4 scoreline in the 87th minute in Portland. Done it! How about this?
With 5 goals in 2 games, Art, is this the Clint Dempsey everyone's been waiting to see?
Yes, finally, it's happening. The investment is bearing fruit. Clint Dempsey came here last August after a season in England. He was tired, he was hurt, he was out of shape, and it's very difficult to integrate any player mid-season, as the Sounders attempted to do. And the failure to do that was what prompted that huge collapse they had at the end of the season, in which they won one of their final 10 games and were ousted from the playoffs. So that disappointment caused the Sounders to remake their roster and try to be able to get players who could work with a very featured attack with Clint Dempsey. And they're finally seeing the payoffs, and Dempsey is learning to deal with the physicality of MLS and get in space where he can be effective as a goal scorer. So it looks like it's on its way, and with Obafemi Martins alongside him, they have the most dynamic scoring tandem in the league.
Well, there's also been a recent development off the pitch, I should say, for the Sounders, decoupling from the Seahawks on the business end. That's been a big deal, too.
Yeah, it was kind of a one-shot story locally here, but it really has long-term ramifications for the Sounders. They've always wanted to move away from the Seahawks, not because there was any friction or problems, but it was very useful to partner with them at launch because the NFL's marketing experience is so much greater than anything the MLS can offer. And in addition, Paul Allen, as part of his ownership, donated the front office, including making all of his people do double duty. And so that worked for a while and certainly gave the Sounders an advantage. But this was in the works for some time. They announced that they will, by April 30th, have their own front office staff. And it's a step they're making to become independent and a world-class organization. They're already 40th in attendance worldwide, with 40,000 fans a game. That's a pretty big deal when you consider how popular soccer is everywhere else but the U.S. And the upshot is that they're going to hire people for the front office who speak soccer, and it's a different language than pro football in the U.S. So this should really help them in a business sense.
Do you think the timing works well with the upcoming World Cup in Brazil?
I think it's a little bit coincidental, but I do think the Sounders have always had ambitions to be world-class. From the get-go, they knew this was coming, so it wasn't really a surprise. They kept it under wraps, and it was a little quiet. But the idea here is that they want to be not only the biggest club in MLS, they want to be considered the Manchester United of the United
right.
States, and be in that category of class where you attract international players who want to be here. Dempsey is a first sign that they're getting somewhere with that. And the World Cup will allow maybe as many as 3, probably 2, and at least 1, Clint Dempsey, the captain of the U.S. men's national team, to flourish in an international spotlight and bring more attention to Seattle and MLS. So it's working out, I think, very handily to do this thing now.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.